Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place. Find what you need, and there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our home.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Rick Newman back on the show. Rick is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, columnist for Yahoo Finance, author of Liberty for All, a manifesto, claiming financial and political liberty. The also rebounders, how winners pivot from setback to success. And our good friend, Rick Newman, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Always enjoy it.
Like a dream come true, right?
Pretty much.
So, okay. You wrote a piece recently about America, that America is great right now. That there's no problem with the American dream. It's great right now.
I don't think we said there's no problem. But, Donald Trump obviously says we need to make America great again.
Right.
So that got us wondering, well, when was the last time America was great? Obviously subjective. So we asked our readers to weigh in. First, we asked for comments, just, you know, open-ended question. When was the last time America was great? We asked that on our Facebook and Twitter pages.
Right.
Got hundreds of responses. Then we set up a poll. We narrowed it down to six different years that corresponded to peaks in the business cycle and seemed to be close to what our readers were telling us.
Right.
And those years, and then we ran a poll. We gave people six choices: 1952, 1962, 69, 98, 99, or 2016. And the answer that got the most responses out of nearly 6,000 was 2016.
Do we know about the demographics of your respondents at all?
We don't. No. Yeah. No, we don't.
Because see, I remember four of those six. I was in four of those 6 years.
Uh-huh.
And
you don't remember 1952 and 19.
I barely remember it, but I wasn't working in those days. But I remember 69. I was in college. I got laid off because what's interesting about both of the years, at least the three in the middle there, is there was a recession right after all three of those.
Well, that's because they were peaks in the business cycle.
Yeah, that's exactly
so
right.
These are generally times when things were pretty good.
Well, the reason I asked about the demographics is because I'm certainly would not question your research, because I'm a pollster too myself to a degree, but I suspect a lot of people what a big time America was having in 1999.
I think that's true. But that's
I don't think 2016 1999. Do you?
Well, you can compare it. I'm not sure it compares favorably.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But. You know, 99 was the sort of peak of prosperity in many ways. It was a bubble. We know it was a bubble because of the revolution, and we saw the bubble pop in the stock market beginning in 2000.
Right.
But employment was terrific. Inflation was low in 1999. There was even a budget surplus.
Yeah, that's
that.
Right. That's right.
But, you know, part of what we're trying to get here is not just objective measure of economic stats and things like that. But what do you know? Perceptions matter. I mean, perceptions determine who people will vote in the election this year. So we wanted to ask people's perceptions. And I was surprised. I was actually surprised that more people said 2016 than any other year. I expected that. Now it's only 32%, so that's not a majority.
Right.
But some people are.
No, and it depends. No, listen. 20%, anywhere from 18 to 25% of my respondents are when I ask about how they're doing, small business owners are doing, an average of one fifth to one fourth say they're doing great, not just good but great.
But we'd like to there, obviously. Yep. But I'll tell you what I found refreshing. We included a line in the survey. It was online where people could say what makes America great then or what makes America great now. And a lot of people were just very optimistic about the present and the future. And they said, you know what? It's just a great country. It's always been a great country. Around. If you go to any other country, you understand how good we have it here in America. You know, people saying, I'm able to create opportunity for my I don't expect people to hand me things, but I find I'm able to create opportunity. That's refreshing because we hear so much about how everything that's wrong with the country and, you know, we're in decline and stuff. Not everybody thinks that.
Well, and I have to say this, and I hate to take the shot, but I kind of have to. You know, President Obama has not done a great job of lifting up America. He's done a lot of things that have caused people to feel a little dour about and I wish he had been.
Yeah, he's not a good cheerleader.
I wish he'd been a better cheerleader. 20 Tail, right back with Rick Newman. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.